In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Miguel and Vicenta Martinez and Ida Rivera and Terry Griego, and for the intention of Joseph Fujong. Yesterday, we forgot to celebrate Mass for Miguelito and his beautiful wife. Supposed to be offered then, but Father is not good at reading. So he read the wrong intention for that day. Apologize. I read days. I don't always read numbers correctly. So we fix that. Today happens to be the first communion day of Miss Sadie. Lori. Yeah, of course I knew who it was, Lori. Just seeing how you'd react if I called your sister's name instead. Yeah, great day of rejoicing. Waited for a long time. And you get a Mass, a first Holy Communion, all to your lonesome. All to yourself. What a great joy. Great joy to have that at this time. You know, St. John the Baptist, the feast which we celebrate today, it's a solemnity in the church. Did you know, Lori, that we only celebrate two birthdays of saints in the church? Whose birthdays are those? Birthdays of saints. One of them is St. John the Baptist, so I knocked that one out, today's feast day. Do you know who the other one is? Okay. Does Sadie know? Looked like you were asking, so I was just wondering. Okay, no guesses, Dad?
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day would be a nice guess, huh? But that's because I tricked you into saying that. Because Jesus isn't a saint, is he? No, he's God. So who else? Mama Mary, Our Lady. It's her feast day, her birthday, September the 8th. Okay, so now you know. Something right there. Something right there. And Sister wanted to play along to see if she could drive it into you because she's such a good teacher. She wants to drive it in there by showing mistakes so that you can get it even greater than that. So there we go. Today, we celebrate the birthday of John the Baptist. You know, John the Baptist was the dear friend of Christ, his cousin, who leapt even in his womb. Think of that. You have that image yourself because wasn't there a child in your own mother's womb not long ago? Did she not call upon you moment after moment saying, kicking, kicking, and you put your hand there and you felt that leaping, that moving, in the interior. Well, so too, John the Baptist recognized that God, his Lord, was in the womb of another woman. And so as soon as the two came into one presence, the cousin Elizabeth, the elderly woman, and Mother Mary holding Jesus in her womb, he leapt within her womb, knowing that his Lord, who he was born to worship, was coming into contact with him. I want you to ponder that for a little bit today, Miss Lori. Do you think you're ever going to be as holy as Mother Mary? Your mom says no. You may never be as perfect as Mother Mary, Lori. That's all right. Because you're not called to be Mother Mary. You're called to be Miss Lori. And that has a beautiful way to holiness itself. But you know you can be like Mary? Just like her. Exactly like her in such an essential way. First, she always loved our Lord. You have that opportunity, Lori. Always love our Lord. Love him dearly. Follow him nearly. Be with him as close as you can, each and every day. When do you think, Lori, will be the closest you'll be able to get to our Lord in the rest of your life? That's exactly right. In Holy Communion. And you know how you become like Our Lady when you receive Holy Communion? So this is how you become like Our Lady in Holy Communion. You see, Our Lady was such a graced woman. She was conceived immaculately as you prayed at Mass here before the Blessed Sacrament, in those divine phrases, Blessed be your most holy and immaculate conception. So she was the perfect vessel to hold our Blessed Lord. But Lori, even if you're not the most perfect vessel, you can be a pretty darn perfect vessel for our Lord by first going to confession before you receive our Lord, making sure that you are as pure and as clean as a sheep as the Lord has made you to be. But in another way, when you receive our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament just like you spoke, what does that make you? You have, not within your womb, but within your interior, the same exact Jesus Christ, the same Jesus. He's there within you. Have you thought about that ever in your life, that you'll be like Mama Mary every time you come to Holy Communion. Isn't that a great grace? Instead of her being a statue that's there, instead of her being somebody you say, man, she holds her hands in prayer all the time. She's always holding the rosary. I probably can't go through my whole life praying like she prays. I can't go through my life holding that rosary all my life. Probably got to pick up books or take out the trash like mom asked me to, or clean up toys. But I can be like Mary when I receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. What a great grace. What an amazing gift. And you, as such a young woman, today, on the day of your first communion, can have that to meditate on for every communion you make. I want to be like you, Mary. When I receive Jesus today in Holy Communion, make me just a little bit more perfect of a vessel for him today. And each and every time you receive him worthily, Miss Lori, he'll do that. He really will. All you have to do is let him. And the best way that you let him do it is by saying, please do it. Your very desire is a gift from God already. And so long as you, Miss Lori, maintain that holy desire within your soul, each and every time you come to Holy Communion, it's going to happen. And that's exactly what our Lord wants of you. You prepared for so long for your first Holy Communion. But I hope you weren't preparing merely for your first Holy Communion. Sister Anne has said to you over and over again, just like we said to your beautiful sister Sadie not long before, reminding her, Sadie, did Sister Anne prepare you for your first Holy Communion? She nods yes, but she means no by yes. It's an opposite day. Sister Anne doesn't want you to make your first Holy Communion. She never wanted you to make merely a first Holy Communion. But she desired to prepare you for your 10,000th Communion, or even more. Because we receive Communion not once in our lives, God willing, receive it over and over again. And so you can say, Lori, every time you receive Holy Communion, Christ Jesus, be reborn in me. Just like you were born in the womb of the Blessed Mother, be reborn in me today. Not just sit in my belly. Not just dissolve as normal bread dissolves. Not just make me holy when I'm here within these pews. But be born in me anew, in my actions, even when I leave. So that I can be kind to my family. So I can be a loving sheep even when I'm home. So I can more and more be what you want me to be. I want to be not just Lori, a girl who does this or that. I don't want to be Lori, who's your a little bit more perfect child, a little bit more perfect disciple, a little bit cleaner sheep. Make those sentiments, Lori. And this First Communion will not be something which you have achieved, but rather, First Communion will be a beautiful beginning of what our Lord has in store for you and for each of us as we make those same movements, prayers, and sentiments which you make this day. It says within the scriptures that St. John the Baptist was one who was sanctified even from his earliest moments in the womb. Make no mistake, Lori, our Lord sanctified you from the beginning of eternity, forming you even before your mother or your father knew that you were in existence. Preparing you not merely for this day of sharing a common union with him, a communion, but so that you could share with an eternal union with him in the day where the Eucharist is no more, on the day when you see him not with a veiled face as you have today, but face to face. That's what our Lord wants. Pray on these. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.